I have regretfully become a cabbage.
And that's the tea.
Because here in Roswell, things are weird. Or get strange.
Weird stuff happens.
There we go. Sorry, I forgot the tagline.
I mean, honestly, they're all interchangeable.
Welcome back to Roswell. We're here in the desert once more. Out in the wilderness in the beating sun.
I'd love some water.
I'd love some water.
Someone please send water.
And some alien activity.
Yes.
Because really, the desert's not that bad. It's just boring.
Yeah.
But this episode was actually way more eventful than the others.
Yes, thank God.
I know. We've been through, like, 3 episodes of dry Trisket, nothing happening.
Yeah. It's still mostly emotional drama, but at least it's, like, actual drama and not just, like, Liz accusing people of doing things, then realizing they didn't do those things, which is about the most drama we've gotten the past few episodes.
Very true. I've actually been, I was actually surprised at how, I wouldn't say invested, but at least more intrigued I was by their emotional drama this particular episode, because mostly I've just been like, oh, God, please, just, like, fast forward. Because, you know, I just really haven't been all that into it. But at least this time, I think it was because Liz and Max weren't the center of the episode. Like, this episode, they really played more to the actual ensemble of what this, like, show is supposed to be.
They didn't do much with Michael, though. Not in this episode.
Yeah, he took a backseat in this one.
But they went a lot into Kyle and to what's-his-face, the other gay. No. I was about to be like, Kyle,
Alex.
I'm like, no.
There we go.
Alex, yeah, that's it.
Sorry. I had to remember it, because...
Yeah, like, you got a lot more on Kyle and Alex.
Yeah. Because Kyle is the doctor, right?
Yes.
He still needs chapstick.
The doctor with dry lips and sharp cheekbones.
Yes. Michael Trevino's cheekbones have gotten weirdly sharper as he's gotten older.
It's like every episode they seem sharper.
It's just slightly more sharper. He's just becoming more angular because he's an actual alien.
I hope that's where this is going.
Meta. I would love that. Yeah. I would love some meta content.
I'd be so here for it.
So this episode, actually, I can't even, like, think of what happened. All I remember is, like, we started with Isabel out in the fucking desert by a windmill.
Yeah. And then she, like, woke up and ran off somewhere, and then you didn't see her for a while.
And then we found her again collapsed in another field nearby.
I'm just imagining that the entire time no one knew where she was, she was just passed out, occasionally would wake up, run 50 feet, and pass out again. And, like, that's just what she's been doing the whole time.
Yeah, she just likes passing out places.
I guess.
But the weird thing is she passed out and woke up, and then she was, like, was she in or near a crop circle? It looked like someone had drawn in the dirt.
I wasn't sure if it was a crop circle or just, like, yeah, or it was, like, the shape. It was a weird it had three limbs.
It looked like,
with, like, circles on the ends and then symbols within those circles, I think.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it looked like kind of like when you're in, when you're in chemistry class where they have, like, they show you, like, the atoms and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of looks like.
Yeah. But it was, like, a pretty symmetrical shape.
It was a symmetrical atom.
Yes. Yeah, but it was, like, 3 prongs, shall I say, 3 lines that meet in the middle, all going evenly out. Like.
I like how you're just describing as triangle.
Not a triangle.
But the funny thing is they, like, right after that, they did, like, the title card, and I was just like, it's the same shape!
Right now, you're like, it's the same shape, and I'm like, yeah, that's the point.
I know, I was just being funny.
You're hilarious, Chad.
I'm hilarious, and everyone knows.
I'm hilarious, and everyone thinks so.
So, Isabel's passed out in the desert. Max and Michael are looking for her because, you know, aliens gotta stick together.
Yeah.
Liz is still trying to figure out
who killed her sister.
Basically, she's still trying to figure out what's going on with her.
Still accusing sister. People of sleeping with her sister.
Yeah, but Kyle this time was also like, oh god, I think my dad might have been having an affair with your sister. He's like, my dad was having multiple affairs during his marriage. Ugh. And all these other things. Basically, he was like rifling through his dad's things and finding out that his dad was not who he thought he was.
Yeah.
And found some stuff about Rosa, who is the dead sister. And also found a key and decided to go out into the... I don't know where the fuck he went. He went somewhere and it was like a cabin somewhere.
Yeah.
Was it a cabin? Is it a cabin if it's in a desert?
I don't think it has to do with the location. I think it has to do with the way it's built. And I would personally call this a cabin. Lots of wood.
It's weird.
It's wood. The whole thing is wood.
I just feel like having a cabin in the desert feels weird.
Yeah. Weird vibes. But, yeah, he was gonna, like, break in. And then Alex appears behind him and he's like, you know, you could just knock. It'd be less of a felony.
Is that what happened? Maybe I...
Oh, I was paying attention. Yes, that is verbatim what happened.
I must have, like, completely blacked out at that moment.
Yeah, and Kyle found out that his dad left Alex the house and he didn't know about it.
And what was dun, funny, dun, dun. What made me laugh the most was your, like, oh, he didn't leave him the house because he was popular.
Yeah, because Alex was, like, explaining why the dad left him the house instead. And he's like, you don't understand. It's because you were popular. And, like, you were in med school and blah, blah, blah. And I was gay and everyone hated me.
Basically. He was like, you were top of your class in med school and you never had to worry about anything. And I was gay and had a terrible father who would beat me. And then I went to the war and I lost my leg. And honestly, valid reasons to give someone a house. It's like, thank you for your service.
True. It's valid, yeah. The whole shadiness of it, though, of not adding it to the will and or telling anyone. Little shady, but sure. I just love that he didn't bother trying to, like, really properly hide that bunker in there before he just gave the house to someone.
Yeah. No, it's funny. It's just like, oh, let me just give you this house. It's like, the house has a bunker inside of it.
Especially that the bunker was very clearly, this is for a teenage girl. It's like, you could make it more neutral, so it'd be a little less sketchy.
Yeah.
Like.
Because you were saying, you're like, this reminds me of those guys who just, like, kidnap women and keep them in their basements.
Yeah. No, like, it super reminded me of that. Like, major vibes. You don't really, like, locking teenage girls in your bunker is weird. It's weird.
You know, sometimes you just gotta abduct some drug-addled kids off the street and throw them in a bunker so that they can detox.
But then we found out that Rosa was his daughter and not someone he was having an affair with. What?
Dun, dun, dun. No, what's funny was when you were just like, but why do him and why do Rosa and her sister look alike? And
I'm they like, look so alike.
And I mean, they can just look like their mom, Catherine. That happens but sometimes. But
like, genetics. Like.
Maybe, well, she kind of looks a little bit like Michael Trevino if you look a little bit.
Anyone could look like Michael Trevino if you look a little bit. Chad.
No, the weird thing now is Kyle and Liz now have this weird thing where they have a sibling in common, and I'm like, oh, you're in Dan and Serena territory.
Oh, hilarious. Oh, yeah.
It's real awkward then when you have a sibling in common, you're just like, we're not related, but we do have a sibling in common. It's just like, is it okay?
It's very close. It's like, physically, it's not, because, like, one of the reasons, like, one of the reasons incest is taboo is the whole, like, biologically is not good for evolution.
Yeah.
So, biologically, it's technically okay, but still pretty weird.
Yeah.
Like, still kind of weird.
They'll have to figure that out. I'm surprised that he didn't immediately try and find Liz and be like, hey, so...
Hey, sis.
He's like, so my dad wasn't fucking your sister. He's actually her dad, too.
Which, surprise! Like, did they know that her mom was also having an affair?
No, I don't think so. Also, we don't know anything about
that. Can't wait for that drama to come out.
We don't know anything about the mom. They haven't said if she's dead or not. So whenever they don't explicitly say that someone's dead, I automatically just assume that they ran away. Which would make more sense. It's like, if the mom, like, abandoned them, that would make... Well, it wouldn't make the most sense, but it would at least make a little bit of sense.
Yeah.
But also...
It is weird that she's literally never been mentioned, though.
I know. Other than at this particular moment.
Right.
I think it's...
And when that's even said, you're like, oh yeah, she does have a mom.
Right. Well, we've seen her dad, and we've seen her dad get hate-crimed, but we've never seen the mom. Or a photo of her.
No.
It's just like,
especially if there's no photos, that really also does imply that for whatever reason there is bad blood somehow.
You know what, Catherine? It's just not conducive to the plot. What if
Rosa was the mom all along?
Oh my god. What if the mom was an alien? I think the mom might have been an alien. That'll be the new mystery.
What if Max was the mom all along? We don't know how aliens work.
That is true. Mm-hmm. We don't know. He could have both.
It's true.
He could be all things.
They don't know where they came from or who they are. Like, who knows what happened before they were found, you know?
Yeah. And yet, they have proper... You know what? I don't want to get into that. But... So... Honestly, I don't know. This episode... No, what really got me about this episode, and it was just... I just remembered it. It was the fucking... When Liz was, like, trying to find out more about what happened to Rosa, and then she found out kind of more about, like, what happened that particular night, and there was, like, weird alien activity kind of that happened. But then there was some dude who was just, like... It was the racist. It was the racist before who, like,
From many other things. He's the one with the naked cowgirl mud flaps or whatever.
He's the one with the naked cowgirl mud flaps, the one that had a shoot-off with the cop.
Did the hate crime.
Yeah. He's done a lot of things. But he literally just shouts, yeah, all you had to do was not talk! And then she just shoots at Liz.
And that's another one of those instances. This isn't supposed to be funny, but it is.
Oh, yeah. This is totally funny. I mean, the show isn't, like, super gripping or anything like that. No. This is really... We're watching this for shits and giggles.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I'm not watching this to take it seriously at all.
I'm here to have a good time.
I'm watching this the same kind of way we watch Yeti, but with less fear.
With less fear of a weird dildo going on?
There was a lot of fear during Yeti.
You know what? Warranted. I will say that. That is warranted. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't know what Yeti is, please go back and find our episode where we talked about Yeti. It is... quite.
It's a doozy.
It's the adventure.
Don't watch it with your parents, or listen to it with your parents, or any children.
Yes. I agree. I concur. Wholeheartedly. So, the racist is shooting at them and trying to kill them, and the thing that didn't make any sense is I'm just like, how does he fit into this scenario? Because it would make sense if it were, like, aliens that were trying to keep the secret quiet, it doesn't make sense for the racist.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that he's gonna pull... It's gonna come in through somehow.
Yeah. Hopefully next episode they kind of explain it.
Yeah, but I don't know if they'll have time with the other... Because with the... What they're... We saw was gonna be the next episode where it's gonna be more of a flashback thing. I'm guessing they're probably not really gonna go into his involvement because they're gonna be too busy with, like...
All throwback. That.
Yeah, with That's their true. Throwback episode.
With trying to make everyone look younger than they truly are.
Yeah. If Smells Like Teen Spirit isn't actually playing in it, I quit, because it is supposed to be during that time period, so...
True. I mean, I'm loving the fact that these episodes are named after these retro songs.
Oh, yeah, I'm having a great time. Wasn't today Don't Speak?
Yes.
Oh my god, I wish that when she was having that conversation with the alien guy, Don't Speak had been playing, because that would have been amazing.
They couldn't get the money for that.
That's true.
The CW was just like, look, we're putting enough money into this show, we're not going
to
pay for
this. They probably had to pay just to put the song names as titles.
True. That would have been great. Because you were saying, like, in the very last scene, you're like, this music is so distracting. Like, imagine
if... It was so bad. The score they had for it was so... Because it was just... First of all, it was just playing for a good 8 minutes straight. And you're like, look. And it was like, it was playing for so long and, like, tonally didn't fit to me.
Oh, true.
Like, it was the tone specifically. It didn't seem to match, and it just felt like way too much.
You and me. You know? We used to be together. Just lightly playing in the background.
Yeah. That's what should have been playing. Honestly, it would have worked.
Don't
better speak!
And then
I don't know why I trust him.
And then just the end of the episode. You know what we completely forgot about? Isabel's husband, who was going around looking for her all episode.
Oh my god, I have a specific note about him.
About it.
The part where he confronts Isabel for, you know, fucking off for like a day. That's her name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I panicked for a second. and he's just like, where were you, blah, blah, you know, all that. You know, it's like normal stuff if your spouse just straight up disappears for like over a day. And then he's holding this big paper bag, and he turns it upside down, and a bunch of empty bottles of nail polish remover came out, and he goes, explain this!
To which I was just like, that doesn't seem all that
obscure. And he was like, I just find these hidden around the house. I'm like, why didn't you just, like, throw them out?
Yeah. Like, that was the dumb thing. Like, because they were all empty. They weren't even full. They were just empty.
Right, right. So it's like...
It would have been even better if they weren't empty.
It's like, and then finishes a bottle of nail polish remover. Better put this in the coat closet.
No, it would have been even funnier if he would have found it and then been like, why do you just have, like, a bunch of nail polish bottles around the house? Just scattered around the house.
She literally paints her nails 20 times a day and you never see it because she takes it off immediately.
Yeah. She's just crazy. You know, people be like that sometimes.
It's true.
But no, it's funny because he was like... Yeah, I know all the signs, blah, blah. Like, did he say his dad was an alcoholic or something?
Yeah, he thinks she's an alcoholic. Because, like, his dad would hide his booze in, like, bottles of...
Random thing. Like, mouthwash,
yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, a mouthwash or something like that.
But what didn't make sense to me was... They're married. They're literally married. They've explicitly said this, like, a few times. And what didn't make sense to me was the fact that... Once this one problem came up, he was just like, I need space. I'm like,
he lost not his, like... He literally packed her a bag and everything before even, like, talking to her.
Yeah,
he was like, he had the bag ready.
Yeah, he's just like, I think you're an alcoholic. I can't deal with this. And I'm just like, then you probably should not have gotten married.
Oh my god.
If that is something that where you're like, oh, this is my deal breaker, then you probably should not have gotten married.
That was, like, this Reddit post I found where someone was like, my boyfriend broke up with me because he thinks I have bipolar. He heard her talking about a bipolar disease treatment over the phone to someone because she's doing a project on it for class because she's a psychology major. He hears this and, like, came out, grabbed things, walked out, and literally blocked her from a bunch of stuff. Just sent her a text saying, like, oh, like, I went through a lot of shit with my mom and I never want to, like, go through that again. Don't, like, ever reach out again and that kind of stuff. And then completely cut her off, like, blocked her everything and never spoke to her again. And she's like, I don't actually have bipolar disease. And apparently he was going around and telling everyone that she did. Like, he was actively going and telling people, and she's like, It was a whole thing. And apparently he later found out that she didn't and wanted to get back together, and she's like, nah.
Yeah, because it's like, nah. Hello, red flag.
Yeah.
Well, all I gotta say is that men ain't shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially her husband. I was just like, that was stupid.
Yeah, really.
It's just like, you didn't even attempt to try and work things out. He's just like, you need to tell me, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, if you're married and you're in a committed relationship like that, you should be committed to trying to get them help. Not just being like,
you're an alcoholic, bye.
Yeah, goodbye, I need space.
And not even like, oh, proven, you're hashtag confirmed an alcoholic and it's causing problems in our marriage. It's literally like, you disappeared for a day and I saw one thing that that alcoholics sometimes do, so...
Yeah, if anything, you should have just been like, you're acting really weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Because really, that's all it was, just she was acting very weird.
Yeah.
But, you know,
most people want an explanation, not space.
Exactly. Well, we'll see what happens next episode.
I'm so excited. I am unironically excited.
I am too. I'm finally excited to see something actually weird happen.
Yes.
Because they keep talking about weird stuff happens here in Roswell.
But, like, really, we haven't seen much.
Yeah. Well, sans this racist being weird about trying to hide alien activity, I'm like, that's weird.
That is weird.
But other than that, well, also the bunker. I guess there are some kind of weird things, but these are, like, normal-ish weird things where you're just like, that's bizarre. Maybe this person's a serial killer.
Very true.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Here in Roswell, here in the desert, under this beating sun, where no water is. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Gucci.